The singer and songwriter Beck is considered one of the most innovative artists of his generation. And this week, he released Morning Phase, his first new album in 6 years. Critic Tom Moon says the new record returns Beck to the brooding pop of 2002's Sea Change, which many consider his best work.
We hear it constantly. Everything in this on-demand culture seems to be moving fast and getting faster. Here's an exception. The new songs from noted contrarian Beck. They're slow. Deliciously, magnificently slow. Dial-up modem slow.
Bones crack, curtains drawn on my back, and she is gone. Somewhere else, I do not know. Time will tell, and I will go. These are the words we use to say goodbye.
Beck has written down-tempo music before. His album Sea Change had some exquisite sad songs. His new music lives in the same melancholy neighborhood, but it's more open somehow. There are vast spaces between backbeats. The refrains, even the catchy ones, sound like they might have been born in a trance state. It's pop as a gateway to contemplation. Of course, there's a thin line between majestic slow and paint-drying slow. For the most part, Beck stays on the right side of it. When he kicks it up a notch for this medium-tempo song, it's almost jarring.
Does it hurt this way? To come so far, to find me close to the gate.
The music on Beck's Morning Phase is not exactly revolutionary, but the more I listen, the more I admire the boldness of the gesture. Some musicians, returning after a 6-year hiatus, would do their best to align themselves with the prevailing mood in the culture. Not Beck. He's creating music that unfolds on its own schedule, even if it's out of step with this frantic, multitasking moment.
We're listening to the new album from Beck. It's called Morning Phase. Our reviewer, Tom Moon, is the author of 1,000 Recordings to Hear Before You Die.
We've gone all around till there's nothing left to say.